Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 269 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week we've got a lot of catching up to do. We're going to talk about a couple of theatrical events in the state of Alabama, and we're going to confirm a booking for myself. So, good news all around, and we'll get right into those stories right after these brief messages.
If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show as much as I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve. Or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
Hey actors, want to set up a website that is not a Facebook account? Yeah! Use your name as your domain name. Check out DreamHost. It's easy to set up. And because you are a listener of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, you get a special treat. That's right. Go to www.dreamhost.com and enter this special code, IDS, all caps. You will receive two domain names with your web hosting package purchased from DreamHost. But only if you use the promo code IDS. And remember to use all caps on that. Just another way you get buzzed by the Inexplicable Dumb Show.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet. Yet I ask you to take time
to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them. And they don't all play in the gutter, of course.
Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. They may look at you funny, but that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's for the children.
It's time once again for some deep fried theater!
All right, gang, so let's get into it. First off, a disclaimer, a caveat. I am kind of feeling like death warmed over this week as I record, so just bear with me as I hack and wheeze a little bit, and I'll try to not make it too long. Basically, I want to start with a couple of theaters in Alabama that had some things going on that I've been trying to get to, and either schedules or, you know, in this case, not feeling so well, has not been able to allow me to get to some of these things. So, first one I want to touch base with is Red Mountain Theater Company down in Birmingham, Alabama. They're finishing up. This week is the last part of their run for the musical The Taffetas, which is kind of a fabulous 50s musical review. So, they got such classics as I'm Sorry, Tammy, Mr. Sandman, Lollipop, Fly Me to the Moon, Johnny Angel, and Where the Boys Are. The Taffetas, the production down at Red Mountain Theater, stars Haley Evans, Elizabeth Fleming, Kristen Bowden Sharp, and Ashley Waronsky. And if I mispronounce those names, I humbly apologize. So during this week, it looks like showtimes are still Thursday through Saturday, 7:30 p.m., Sunday matinee, 2 p.m. Tickets are $30 to $35. Group discount, senior rates apply, all that kind of stuff. This is in their cabaret space, which is on 301 19th Street North down in Birmingham. So I tried to get Keith Cromwell on to chat about this. We couldn't get our schedules lined up. And like I said earlier, my head and I've been battling a fever the last couple of days. So my coherency has kind of been coming in and out. What else is new, you might say? If you've been a long-time listener to the show. But anyway, I did want to mention Taffeta since they're coming down to the end of their run. I wanted to get them in sooner, but, you know, such is life. So anyway, check them out. Taffeta for Red Mountain Theater. I'll have links on the show note page at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Check them out. Now, the other show, another part of the state, is up in Huntsville, Alabama. And it involves my good friend, my cohort from my internship days from Tampa, Becca McCoy. Becca McCoy, we talked several weeks ago about her involvement in the musical, Motherhood, the musical. She plays Brooke. Well, that is left the Tampa area and has moved up to Huntsville. And it opens February 29th at Merrimack Hall on Triana Boulevard in Southwest Huntsville. I will link to how you get show notes and that kind of stuff. And it runs February 29th through, it looks like now, April 7th. And again, my friend Becca McCoy is playing Brooke. So she has traveled with the show. So again, there's another great aspect of theater that is coming on just fine down in Huntsville, Alabama. So again, I'll have show note links to Motherhood the Musical and dates and tickets and Becca's website and that sort of thing on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. Now, speaking a little closer to home, last week I did talk about, UPTAs and my callbacks and that sort of thing, and I mentioned I got called back for Boiler Room Theater's production of Mice and Men, and I'm really happy to confirm that I have been cast as Lenny, which is going to be outstanding. If there's roles that you grow up and people say, what role would you really ever like to try and tackle? For me, Lenny is one that I've always wanted to get my hands around. Because there's such depth there beyond kind of the just the heart-wrenching story and these strong characters that Steinbeck has written for us. And I'm really, really stoked and really, really, really looking forward to starting rehearsals, which will be in March soon. So that's kind of the latest update. So we'll go on from there. I got SETC stuff coming up. At the end of the month, of course, we have Humana. So there's a lot going on at the Inexplicable Dumb Show. So let's wrap this puppy up. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support. So that's it. Thanks for hanging in there with me while I dealt with my my fevers and whatnot this week. Sorry, the episode is so short. But again, if you're out and about, go see The Taffetas by Red Mountain Theater Company this week as it closes the end of this week, I believe. And then if you're in the Huntsville, that's down in Birmingham. And if you're in the Huntsville area, check out my friend Becca in Motherhood the Musical. And trust me, as I get closer to opening of Mice and Men with Boiler Room Theater, I will let you know dates and show times and ticket prices. But all that information for The Taffetas and for Motherhood the Musical will be found on www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. And if you want to be part of The Dumb Show, don't hesitate. Please give me a call, 615-866-1282, or put it in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com, or follow us on follow the show on Twitter, capital I, Inexplicable, capital D, capital S. Kind of smushed that all together, and that's our Twitter handle. Be part of my tweeps, I guess. So next week, we'll move on. Excuse me. So who knows? But until next time, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality WAV files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnatune. We are not evil.
Is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No ease. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.